Well, girl, welcome to the third file in this set. As before, in a moment, you're going to go into a deep, focused state, deeper than your earlier trances. And when you come out of this one, you're going to be feeling very relaxed, very mellow. I want you to take a minute to get relaxed and comfortable. Take a couple of deep breaths. Just relax. Much like the second file in this set, we're going to walk you through some things and you're going to learn more about yourself inside. In this trance, though, you're going to discover some things about your mind and your body that will make you stronger and better because of it. Here we go. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Just relax now, girl, and go to sleep. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. But you're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are going to be important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace, focused on my voice. You're in the chair at the room at the top of the stairs, calm and relaxed. You remember the chair and the large room you're in from an earlier time, from the time that we've spent here. It's a comfortable chair. It's one you actually enjoy being in. You could be here for hours, even days. On the wall in front of you, a comfortable distance away, there's a screen, and the room you're in is a comfortable temperature and you like being there. Because this is your room, there can be other things in here, stuff that makes you comfortable. Nothing here can actually cause you any harm, and nothing that happens here isn't something that you don't actually want in the deepest part of you. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up, but you're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace. You're going deeper and deeper into your trance, farther and further into it, focused on my voice and listening to my words. I'm going to count from 10 down to 1. And when I get down to 1, you're going to be completely relaxed and at peace. You're going to be even deeper than you've ever been in a trance before. 10. You're relaxed in the room at the top of the stairs, paying close attention to my voice, and you're enjoying learning the things about you that you do. 9. That's because you enjoy learning about yourself and your body in our sessions. 8. We're going to discuss the intimate parts of yourself in this trance, and you'll find that you enjoy the intimacy of hypnosis with me. You feel comforted in your trances, and that you enjoy the time that you spend with me in them. 7. Every breath that you take during this trance will keep you paying attention to my voice and only to it. Even though you don't really notice the breathing, breathing itself will keep you deep, deep in your trance until I bring you out of it. 6. Every breath that you take during this trance will keep you paying attention to my voice. 5. Your time in trance with me is becoming important to you, and it's something that you look forward to all the time. 4. You're relaxed in the room at the top of the stairs, in your comfortable chair there, paying close attention to my voice, to the things that you're learning about yourself, and the things that are coming up from inside of you. All of these things are important, and all of these things are things you're enjoying. 3. As we discuss things about you in your trance, you will always be aware that we are talking about things that are a natural and normal part of you, an automatic part of you. Things that are normal for one person may not be normal for another, or for you. The things that we're talking about are normal and natural to you. 2. You are now in a very deep trance, paying attention, close attention, only to the sound of my voice. No other sounds will be important, and no other sounds will matter. 1. Every breath that you take in this trance will keep you paying attention to my voice and only to it. Even though you don't notice your breathing, every breath you take, every movement of your stomach, your belly, every expansion of your chest, every time air passes through your mouth or your nose, while you're in this trance, they will keep you in this trance. In this trance, you're going to learn more about yourself, and you'll continue letting yourself move into the person who you really, really are. This is going to be easy for you, and it's going to be something you enjoy. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. But you're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace. And we're going to spend a moment going over the things that you've learned so far, the things that are important to you and are a part of your mind and your body. They're becoming a permanent part of you, etched in the stone of your mind and your body. Your body automatically reacts to the things that they've learned, and that's good. Automatically reacts to the things that you've learned, and that's good. You're comfortable now with hypnosis. You enjoy spending the time that you do with me in trance, and that's a very good thing. It's getting easier and easier for you to slip automatically back into a trance whenever I tell you to go to sleep. It comes to you naturally, and it's irresistible. When you hear me tell you to go to sleep, you automatically return here to the room at the top of the stairs and to your chair, where we can work on you and talk to you, where we can go over things that you enjoy sharing, that you enjoy knowing about yourself. You're comfortable with hypnosis, and this is a very good thing for you. Whenever you're conscious, whenever you're not in a trance, and you hear me say the words, come now, or whenever you hear your master, your one, your owner, tell you to come now, you'll have an explosive orgasm, one that begins between your legs, begins with your nipples, begins in your pussy, burns its way up through your belly, through your chest, rips through your body and explodes through your brain, a powerful orgasm, one that racks your body, causes you to shake and tremble. All of these things happen whenever you're conscious, whenever you're not in a trance, and your one tells you to come now, or whenever you hear me tell you to come now when you're not in a trance. It's easy for these files to put you back in this trance, to bring you back here to the room at the top of the stairs. Very easy, very simple. Something you enjoy, something you're good at. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance now, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace. You're finding now that on and off during the day, more and more, you're aroused when you have nothing important to do. The thing that you think about when you don't have something special or important to think about is sexual service. It's being the slave that you were meant to be. It's being the sensual, incredible woman that you were truly meant to be in your heart. You find the idea of sexual service to your one to be a great distraction. It makes your pussy wet. It makes your nipples hard. It keeps you distracted during the day. It's the most important thing in your life now. It's moving quickly to be the most important thing in your life. The idea of finding ways to perfect this becoming an obsession, and that's why it's so important to you to listen to these files now. That's why you enjoy listening to them so much, and that's why you seek them out and make sure that you listen to them when you're supposed to. You're slowly becoming addicted to the idea of being your one slave. You're slowly finding that you're addicted to the idea of becoming your one slave. More and more now, at night, you're going to find that your dreams are focused mostly on sex. You're going to find that you wake up sometimes, aroused and turned on, and that you're unable to stop yourself from touching you. You reach down between your legs, that you play with your clit, that your hands have a mind of their own. If you sleep with your one, you're going to find that you reach out to touch your one intimately, to arouse them, to turn them on, so that they'll have sex with you after you woke up during your sleep. Right now, you're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. During the day, when you have nothing important to do, when there's nothing important going on, you're going to find that your hands move to your nipples unconsciously, they move between your legs, you're going to find that you have a need to masturbate on and off during the day, more than once, maybe many, many times, and that you can only think about your one, your owner, when you masturbate. You have to play with yourself, and that when you do, when you touch yourself intimately, the only person you can get aroused, the person who arouses you, is your one. You're going to find more and more that they're the only person you can think about sexually, unless they tell you to think about someone else. You're going to find more and more that they're the only person you can think about sexually, and that you slowly become obsessed with thinking about them sexually. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. You're growing more and more comfortable with the natural person, the natural sensual slave that you are. You've known all of your life that you're a very sensual, hypersexual person. These things have come out even when you've tried to keep them hidden, and now you're finding more and more that you have to bring this person out, that part of you is exploding through you and that there's nothing you can do about it. She is the person you've always been. And you know that when you repress things, you try to keep them hidden like that, it never lasts for long and all it does is hurt you. Now you're finding that you're in a better mood, that you're happy, that you're carefree more and more, as you become more and more aroused, as it becomes easier and easier for you to think of yourself as the natural slave that you are, the highly sensual, the highly sexual slave that you are. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up, but you're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace. And we're going to spend a moment going over the things that you've learned so far, the things that are important to you and are a part of your mind and your body. They're becoming a permanent part of you, etched in the stone of your mind and your body. Your body automatically reacts to the things that they've learned, and that's good. Automatically reacts to the things that you've learned, and that's good. You're comfortable now with hypnosis. You enjoy spending the time that you do with me in trance, and that's a very good thing. It's getting easier and easier for you to slip automatically back into a trance whenever I tell you to go to sleep. It comes to you naturally, and it's irresistible. When you hear me tell you to go to sleep, you automatically return here to the room at the top of the stairs and to your chair, where we can work on you and talk to you, where we can go over things that you enjoy sharing, that you enjoy knowing about yourself. You're comfortable with hypnosis, and this is a very good thing for you. Whenever you're conscious, whenever you're not in a trance, and you hear me say the word, come now, or whenever you hear your master, your one, your owner, tell you to come now, you have an explosive orgasm, one that begins between your legs, begins with your nipples, begins in your pussy, burns its way up through your belly, through your chest, rips through your body and explodes through your brain, a powerful orgasm, one that racks your body, causes you to shake and tremble. All of these things happen whenever you're conscious, whenever you're not in a trance, and your one tells you to come now, or whenever you hear me tell you to come now when you're not in a trance. It's easy for these files to put you back in this trance, to bring you back here to the room at the top of the stairs. Very easy, very simple. Something you enjoy, something you're good at. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance now, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace. You're finding now that on and off during the day, more and more, you're aroused when you have nothing important to do. The thing that you think about when you don't have something special or important to think about is sexual service. It's being the slave that you were meant to be. It's being the sensual, incredible woman that you were truly meant to be in your heart. You find the idea of sexual service to your one to be a great distraction. It makes your pussy wet. It makes your nipples hard. It keeps you distracted during the day. It's the most important thing in your life now. It's moving quickly to be the most important thing in your life. The idea of finding ways to perfect this is becoming an obsession, and that's why it's so important to you to listen to these files now. That's why you enjoy listening to them so much, and that's why you seek them out and make sure that you listen to them when you're supposed to. You're slowly becoming addicted to the idea of being your one slave. You're slowly finding that you're addicted to the idea of becoming your one slave. More and more now, at night, you're going to find that your dreams are focused mostly on sex. You're going to find that you wake up sometimes aroused and turned on, and that you're unable to stop yourself from touching you. You reach down between your legs, that you play with your clit, that your hands have a mind of their own. If you sleep with your one, you're going to find that you reach out to touch your one intimately, to arouse them, to turn them on, so that they'll have sex with you after you woke up during your sleep. Right now you're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. During the day, when you have nothing important to do, when there's nothing important going on, you're going to find that your hands move to your nipples unconsciously, they move between your legs. You're going to find that you have a need to masturbate on and off during the day, more than once, maybe many, many times, and that you can only think about your one, your owner, when you masturbate. You have to play with yourself, and that when you do, when you touch yourself intimately, the only person you can get aroused, the person who arouses you, is your one. You're going to find more and more that they're the only person you can think about sexually, unless they tell you to think about someone else. You're going to find more and more that they're the only person you can think about sexually, and that you slowly become obsessed with thinking about them sexually. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. You're growing more and more comfortable with the natural person, the natural sensual slave that you are. You've known all of your life that you're a very sensual, hypersexual person. These things have come out even when you've tried to keep them hidden, and now you're finding more and more that you have to bring this person out, that that part of you is exploding through you and that there's nothing you can do about it. She is the person you've always been. And you know that when you repress things, you try to keep them hidden like that, it never lasts for long, and all it does is hurt you. Now you're finding that you're in a better mood, that you're happy, that you're carefree more and more, as you become more and more aroused, as it becomes easier and easier for you to think of yourself as the natural slave that you are, the highly sensual, the highly sexual slave that you are. We're now going to get you ready to move on to the next part of your training, the next part of your education about you. You're discovering that you're a natural submissive, sexually submissive anyway. That doesn't mean you can't enjoy or express your sexuality, though. It's easy and natural for you to. It's easy and natural for you to express your sexuality, and so I'm going to tell you a few things about yourself, a few things that you may already know, but that you're going to learn more about now. The first is that it's now going to be harder and harder each and every day. Harder and harder, much, much, much more difficult for you to look any man or any strong woman directly in the eyes. You're going to find that you can't quite look at them, because when you do, you become aroused. Anytime you look a man in the eye, anytime you look a woman in the eye, you're going to become aroused, and you know you're not supposed to do that without your master. You're allowed to be aroused during the day, but you can't look, you can't seek another person out in the eyes. Not without permission of your owner, not without permission of your one. You're going to find it more and more difficult each and every day to look other people directly in the eye. The only person whose eyes you'll actually seek out, the ones you'll want to have to see, are the eyes of your one. You're going to find it harder and harder. At first, your eyes are just going to look away. You'll look down, you'll look to the side. You won't consciously know that you're avoiding their eyes. Not exactly. But it's going to get harder and harder. Looking at people in the eyes is actually going to make you nervous. Unless your one tells you that you should be looking your one in the eyes or other people in the eyes, you're going to find it harder and harder each and every day to look at them in the eyes. you're going to find it hard to look any normal person in the eyes because you know that you're submissive. You know in your heart and your mind that your best place, the place you're happiest, is on your knees. The place that you're happiest is serving the one who you're supposed to serve. And because of that, it's going to be very hard for you to look people directly in the eye. Each and every day it's going to get harder and harder until after a few days, you're no longer going to be able to look people directly in the eye. You're no longer going to be able to look people directly in the eye. The only person you'll be able to look directly in the eye will be your one. The only person whose eyes you're going to be able to meet with yours without being told to is your one. And you're going to find that when you do look your one directly in the eyes, you're going to orgasm, just as if someone had whispered, "Come now," in your ear. As a matter of fact, you'll hear that in your ears over and over and over again, time and time again, until you come when you look someone in the eye. It'll be just as if someone is whispering in your ear, "Come now, come now, come now." And when you look in your one's eye, you'll orgasm. You'll come hard and fast. If you look other people in the eye, you'll feel the orgasm build and you'll have to look away. You know that people know when you're coming. You can't hide that. And it's one of the reasons why you can no longer look people directly in the eye. You're a submissive, you're a natural submissive, and this is good, it feels right for you. But you know now that when you look people in the eye, you're going to become aroused immediately. You're going to become turned on, and they'll know it. And if you have to look them in the eye for more than a few moments, you're going to start hearing, "Come now," whispered in your ear, and you will orgasm. If you keep looking at them in the eye, if you keep trying to, the orgasms will be so strong they'll drive you to your knees. You're no longer going to be able to look people in the eye without coming, and you'll no longer feel right, you'll no longer feel comfortable or happy or healthy looking anyone in the eyes unless your one tells you to. When your one tells you to look him or her in the eye, or when your one tells you to look other people in the eye, you'll be able to look at them. You'll become aroused, but you won't have to orgasm. But if you look without permission, if you stare them in the eye, or if you try to meet their gaze, then you will become aroused, and you will hear "Come now" in your ear over and over again until you come and keep coming. Until you come and keep coming. This is your response to them. It's something that's unavoidable. It's something that you'll feel. It's something that you'll need. You're no longer able to look people directly in the eye anymore. This is something natural for you, and it feels right. As a matter of fact, all the memories, all of your life experiences have built to this point. Right now, while we're talking, you're going to be able to feel links and connections being formed in your mind to your memories, to the things that reinforce for you and strengthen the fact that you actually are not supposed to look other people directly in the eyes. There are several occurrences in your memory, and you may not remember them all right now. You may remember them over the course of the next few days. You can even think about those instances consciously if you want to, although you won't remember that this is because you're forming links back to them. You are forming links and traces, connections back to all the times in your life when you realized that you are not supposed to look other people directly in the eye. You're just not allowed to do it. Your mind and your body will no longer allow you to look other people directly in the eye without becoming instantly aroused, without your pussy swelling, without your nipples becoming sensitive, without your pussy getting wet and your clit getting sensitive. And if you do look someone in the eye, if you look someone in the eye who is not your one without permission, you're going to hear the words "Come now" in your ear over and over again, over and over in your mind, and you will orgasm right there. You will come right there with them looking at you and you looking at them. If that person is a person with any authority over you, an employer, a parent, even a friend with a strong personality, the orgasm will be even more intense. There's nothing you can do to escape it. There's nothing you can do to avoid it. You're going to have incredible orgasms if you look at people, and you will feel embarrassed and nervous. It's going to make it impossible for you to look people in the eye. You just won't be able to do it. You just will not be able to look people in the eye. And if you break eye contact during or after an orgasm, if you break eye contact during or after an orgasm, and then you look them in the eye again, you will orgasm all over again. The whole process will start all over. just as if I had said, come now in your ear, you will have an explosive, powerful orgasm as your punishment, as your correction for looking them in the eye. As your punishment, your correction for looking them in the eye. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up, but you're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are going to be important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace and feeling very comfortable with the things that we've discussed as they slowly work their way around inside your head, as they slowly work their way around inside your mind and your body. All the links are being made back to your memories, back to the things that reinforce the fact that you're not really supposed to be looking other people in the eyes. Back to the things that reinforce the fact that this isn't really what you were made for. That you were made to be the good, wholesome, total sex slave. That this is natural and normal for you. That it's correct for you and it just feels right. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. But you're calm, relaxed, and at peace. And you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you. And no other sounds are important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace, and you're sinking deeper into the chair at the top of the stairs and feeling better and better about who you are and about our time here together. The first is that it's now going to be harder and harder each and every day. Harder and harder, much, much, much more difficult for you to look any man or any strong woman directly in the eyes. You're going to find that you can't quite look at them, because when you do, you become aroused. Anytime you look a man in the eye, anytime you look a woman in the eye, you're going to become aroused, and you know you're not supposed to do that without your master. You're allowed to be aroused during the day, but you can't seek another person out in the eyes. Not without permission of your owner, without permission of your one. You're going to find it more and more difficult each and every day to look other people directly in the eye. The only person whose eyes you'll actually seek out, the ones you'll want to have to see, are the eyes of your one. You're going to find it harder and harder. At first, your eyes are just going to look away. You'll look down, you'll look to the side. You won't consciously know that you're avoiding their eyes. Not exactly, but it's going to get harder and harder. Looking at people in the eyes is actually going to make you nervous. Unless your one tells you that you should be looking your one in the eyes or other people in the eyes, you're going to find it harder and harder each and every day to look at them in the eyes. You're going to find it hard to look any normal person in the eyes because you know that you're submissive. You know in your heart and your mind that your best place, the place you're happiest, is on your knees. The place that you're happiest is serving the one who you're supposed to serve. And because of that, it's going to be very hard for you to look people directly in the eye. Each and every day, it's going to get harder and harder, until after a few days, you're no longer going to be able to look people directly in the eye. You're no longer going to be able to look people directly in the eye. The only person you'll be able to look directly in the eye will be your one. The only person whose eyes you're going to be able to meet with yours, without being told to, is your one. And you're going to find that when you do look your one directly in the eyes, you're going to orgasm, just as if someone had whispered, come now, in your ear. As a matter of fact, you'll hear that in your ears over and over and over again, time and time again, until you come when you look someone in the eye. It'll be just as if someone is whispering in your ear, come now, come now, come now. And when you look in your one's eye, you'll orgasm. You'll come hard and fast. If you look other people in the eye, you'll feel the orgasm build and you'll have to look away. You know that people know when you're coming. You can't hide that. And it's one of the reasons why you can no longer look people directly in the eye. You're a submissive, you're a natural submissive, and this is good, it feels right for you. But you know now that when you look people in the eye, you're going to become aroused immediately. You're going to become turned on and they'll know it. And if you have to look them in the eye for more than a few moments, you're going to start hearing, come now, whispered in your ear. And you will orgasm. If you keep looking at them in the eye, if you keep trying to, the orgasms will be so strong they'll drive you to your knees. You're no longer going to be able to look people in the eye without coming, and you'll no longer feel right, you'll no longer feel comfortable or happy or healthy looking anyone in the eyes unless your one tells you to. When your one tells you to look him or her in the eye, or when your one tells you to look other people in the eye, you'll be able to look at them. You'll become aroused, but you won't have to orgasm. But if you look without permission, if you stare them in the eye, or if you try to meet their gaze, then you will become aroused, and you will hear come now in your ear over and over again, until you come and keep coming, until you come and keep coming. This is your response to them. It's something that's unavoidable. It's something that you'll feel. It's something that you'll need. You're no longer able to look people directly in the eye anymore. This is something natural for you, and it feels right. As a matter of fact, all the memories, all of your life experiences have built to this point. Right now, while we're talking, you're going to be able to feel links and connections being formed in your mind to your memories, to the things that reinforce for you and strengthen the fact that you actually are not supposed to look other people directly in the eyes. There are several occurrences in your memory, and you may not remember them all right now. You may remember them over the course of the next few days. You can even think about those instances consciously if you want to, although you won't remember that this is because you're forming links back to them. You are forming links and traces, connections back to all the times in your life when you realized that you are not supposed to look other people directly in the eye. You're just not allowed to do it. Your mind and your body will no longer allow you to look other people directly in the eye without becoming instantly aroused, without your pussy swelling, without your nipples becoming sensitive, without your pussy getting wet and your clit getting sensitive. And if you do look someone in the eye, if you look someone in the eye who is not your one without permission, you're going to hear the words come now in your ear over and over again, over and over in your mind, and you will orgasm right there. You will come right there with them looking at you and you looking at them. If that person is a person with any authority over you, an employer, a parent, even a friend with a strong personality, the orgasm will be even more intense. There's nothing you can do to escape it. There's nothing you can do to avoid it. You're going to have incredible orgasms if you look at people, and you will feel embarrassed and nervous. It's going to make it impossible for you to look people in the eye. You just won't be able to do it. You just will not be able to look people in the eye. And if you break eye contact during or after an orgasm, if you break eye contact during or after an orgasm, and then you look them in the eye again, you will orgasm all over again. The whole process will start all over. Just as if I had said, come now in your ear, you will have an explosive, powerful orgasm as your punishment, as your correction for looking them in the eye. As your punishment, your correction for looking them in the eye. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up, but you're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are going to be important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace and feeling very comfortable with the things that we've discussed as they slowly work their way around inside your head, as they slowly work their way around inside your mind and your body. All the links are being made back to your memories, back to the things that reinforce the fact that you're not really supposed to be looking other people in the eyes. Back to the things that reinforce the fact that this isn't really what you were made for. That you were made to be the good, wholesome, total sex slave. That this is natural and normal for you. That it's correct for you and it just feels right. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up, but you're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace, and you're sinking deeper into the chair at the top of the stairs, and feeling better and better about who you are and about our time here together. Another thing that you're going to learn about yourself now as you move deeper into your trance is that you're beginning to find a need for outward signs of your submission. It's going to be hard or difficult now for you to go out in public, or for you to stay home, or for you to go to sleep at night without a choker or a collar, a scarf, something around your neck or your wrist or your ankle that shows that you're a slave. You're going to find that it's impossible now, that you feel uncomfortable going out during the day without something around your wrist or your ankle or your neck that says you are a slave, that you are submissive to your one. It doesn't have to be something as obvious as a collar. It could simply be a wristband or an anklet. Something that you know signifies in your mind that you are the property of your one. You belong to your one. And after this file is over, after you're done listening to this file, you will make it a point to let your one know. You will make it a point to let your one know that you belong to them. That you know that this is what you were made for. And just like the links that are being formed in your mind now that remind you that you're not supposed to look people in the eye, that you're not allowed to look people in the eye except for your one, just as the links are being made between your nipples and your clit and your pussy and your eyes when you look at people, just like there's a link there, just like an electric current flows through them if you're looking other people in the eye, that makes you come when you hear the words, come now, in your head, in your mind. Just like those links are being formed, special links too are being made now. Special links are being made that tell you, that show you, that you are natural submissive, you're a natural slave. They're making you comfortable with the idea. It's actually something you've always been comfortable with in your heart and your mind. And so we're forming links back with the memories and the things that remind you that you've always been happiest when you're doing something for someone else. That you've always been happiest when you've belonged to someone else and know that you did. All the way back into your childhood, you've known that you were meant to actually belong to someone else, not just to be with them. That's not the level of commitment that you're really set up for. That's not the way your mind and your body work. Your mind and your body don't just want to be with someone. They want to belong to someone. You want to know that your heart and your mind and your body belong to someone else, that they can control you to the point where you come when they tell you to. This is obvious. It's evident because when your one tells you to come now, you do. When I tell you to come now, you will. You know this now. Your body and your mind react to it. And this is because deep inside of you, at every level, at every age, every part of you, every portion of you, more than anything, you've wanted to belong to someone. There have been times when you thought you should be independent. There have been times when you thought you should do everything on your own. But those times have never really worked out the way you wanted them to. They've never really worked out the way they should. And this is because in your heart of hearts, in the back of your mind, deep in your body, deep in your heart, you've known that you're really supposed to belong to someone. That someone else's guidance, somebody else's suggestions, that someone else's commands are really what you're made for. You're always happiest in life when you know what's really expected of you. You're always insecure when you don't know what's expected of you. And the idea of having somebody tell you clearly in plain language, this is what you will do, this is what I want, that makes things so much easier. It takes a burden off, it makes your life free, it makes your heart free, and even though you may one day wear chains, even though you may one day actually belong to someone, that will make you feel free too, because you no longer have to be the one who makes those decisions by herself. You no longer have to be responsible for those decisions. Those decisions will become the responsibility of the one who owns you, of the one who you enjoy the idea of kneeling in front of the one who makes you come just to think about. We're building links back to all the memories that reinforce these things. Some of them could be long, long ago. They could be deep, deep in your past. They could go all the way back to childhood, times when you failed things or where you didn't really understand what somebody wanted and you wished that you had. All of those memories will surface over the next few days and work their way back into making you feel comfortable with the idea of belonging to somebody, of actually being their property. And because you feel comfortable with that, because you're growing into it, you're going to begin wanting to wear things that show that you actually belong to that person. An anklet, a collar, Your neck's going to begin to feel like it should have something around it. These are the sort of things that in your mind are going to help you remember that you belong to someone. A belly chain, a tight bracelet, something that says, I'm more than jewelry. Something that says, I'm a symbol that this person belongs to their one. It's a fun idea, it's something you're enjoying, and it's something that you know that you need. It is something that you know that you need. And that's a good thing. This is what's coming out in you now. It's one of the things that you're learning. Now I'm going to ask you a question. You can answer it openly and honestly. I want you to answer it out loud. You'll answer it out loud clearly, and as you do, you're going to go deeper into your trance. I'm going to ask the question. I'll ask it twice. And when I'm done asking it, when I'm done asking the question twice, you'll answer it out loud, and you'll go deeper into your trance, be more focused on my voice because of it. The question is this. Now that you're becoming a slave, now that it's becoming natural for you, do you think that you'll want to move directly into a master-slave relationship? Or do you think that you're going to want to wait 3 or 4 more days? The question is this. Now that you're getting more comfortable with the master-slave relationship, do you think that you're going to want to become a total slave now, or that you're going to want to wait 3 or 4 more days? Good. I'm going to help guide you so that as you move into a total slave relationship, now or in the near future, you're more and more comfortable with it, that it makes you into the person who you really want to be. That it makes you over into the person that you really, really want to be. All of the recollections that you have of your childhood support the idea that women are secretly happy when a strong person like your one is guiding them. All of your memories will tell you that you can only really be happy when you're making another person happy. All of your experiences have taught you that no one can make everyone happy in their lives, and from now on, what you will need is to make one person happy. Your one. Happy, and that this is what you're becoming made for. It's what you were made for in the first place. It's natural and easy for you. It's natural and easy for you. As a part of this, you're going to find that it's more and more difficult for you to use furniture when you're in the presence of your one. Even when you're not, you're going to feel more comfortable sitting, kneeling, or laying on the floor. You're going to find that unless you're told to use the furniture, and you have to be told each time, that you simply are more comfortable sitting or laying on the floor. Even if you're watching TV, just watching it sideways on the floor like a child will make you feel more comfortable. It'll make you feel happy and safe. Being on the floor is just something that makes you feel happy and safe. You no longer feel comfortable on furniture unless you're told to use it, unless your one gestures or instructs you to use it, or unless you have to use it as if you were at work. You're going to find that you just no longer feel right sitting in a chair, that you just no longer feel right sitting on a chair, sitting on a bed. Laying on a bed is one thing. Laying on a couch is okay. But actually sitting on furniture, sitting in chairs, sitting on a couch, sitting on a bed, isn't going to feel right. It's just not going to feel like it's something you're supposed to be doing. You're going to find that you feel wrong, that you feel like you're not supposed to, and that you're afraid of being corrected for it or afraid of being caught. Your stomach will begin to feel uncomfortable the longer you sit. This doesn't apply to sitting in a car when you're driving, or even when you're riding on a car or a bus, or in any other form of public transportation. But when you use the furniture in a home, your home or anyone else's, you're going to feel more and more uncomfortable, more and more upset, till after a few minutes you're just going to have to get up and lay down on the floor or sit down on the floor at your one's feet. This is a natural and normal thing for you. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you. No other sounds will be important to you. You just relax in peace, and you're listening to the sound of my voice, and you're having fun with it just like I am. We both enjoy the time that you spend listening to these files. Another thing that you're going to learn about yourself now as you move deeper into your trance is that you're beginning to find a need for outward signs of your submission. it's going to be hard or difficult now for you to go out in public, or for you to stay home, or for you to go to sleep at night without a choker or a collar, a scarf, something around your neck or your wrist or your ankle that shows that you're a slave. You're going to find that it's impossible now, that you feel uncomfortable going out during the day without something around your wrist or your ankle or your neck that says you are a slave, that you are submissive to your one. It doesn't have to be something as obvious as a collar. It could simply be a wristband or an anklet, something that you know signifies in your mind that you are the property of your one, that you belong to your one. And after this file is over, after you're done listening to this file, you will make it a point to let your one know. You will make it a point to let your one know that you belong to them. That you know that this is what you were made for. And just like the links that are being formed in your mind now that remind you that you're not supposed to look people in the eye, that you're not allowed to look people in the eye except for your one. Just as the links are being made between your nipples and your clit and your pussy and your eyes when you look at people, just like there's a link there, just like an electric current flows through them if you're looking other people in the eye, that makes you come when you hear the words, come now, in your head, in your mind. Just like those links are being formed, special links too are being made now. Special links are being made that tell you, that show you, that you are a natural submissive, you're a natural slave. They're making you comfortable with the idea. It's actually something you've always been comfortable with in your heart and your mind. And so we're forming links back with the memories and the things that remind you that you've always been happiest when you're doing something for someone else. That you've always been happiest when you've belonged to someone else and know that you did. All the way back into your childhood, you've known that you were meant to actually belong to someone else, not just to be with them. That's not the level of commitment that you're really set up for. That's not the way your mind and your body work. Your mind and your body don't just want to be with someone. They want to belong to someone. You want to know that your heart and your mind and your body belong to someone else. That they can control you to the point where you come when they tell you to. This is obvious. It's evident because when your one tells you to come now, you do. When I tell you to come now, you will. You know this now. Your body and your mind react to it. And this is because deep inside of you, at every level, at every age, every part of you, every portion of you, more than anything, you've wanted to belong to someone. There have been times when you thought you should be independent. There have been times when you thought you should do everything on your own. But those times have never really worked out the way you wanted them to. They've never really worked out the way they should. And this is because in your heart of hearts, in the back of your mind, deep in your body, deep in your heart, you've known that you're really supposed to belong to someone. That someone else's guidance, somebody else's suggestions, that someone else's commands are really what you're made for. You're always happiest in life when you know what's really expected of you. You're always insecure when you don't know what's expected of you. And the idea of having somebody tell you, clearly, in plain language, this is what you will do, this is what I want, that makes things so much easier. It takes a burden off, it makes your life free, it makes your heart free, and even though you may one day wear chains, even though you may one day actually belong to someone, that will make you feel free too, because you no longer have to be the one who makes those decisions by herself. You no longer have to be responsible for those decisions. Those decisions will become the responsibility of the one who owns you, of the one who you enjoy the idea of kneeling in front of the one who makes you come just to think about. We're building links back to all the memories that reinforce these things. Some of them could be long, long ago. They could be deep, deep in your past. They could go all the way back to childhood, times when you failed things or where you didn't really understand what somebody wanted and you wished that you had. All of those memories will surface over the next few days and work their way back into making you feel comfortable with the idea of belonging to somebody, of actually being their property. And because you feel comfortable with that, because you're growing into it, you're going to begin wanting to wear things that show that you actually belong to that person. An anklet, a collar. Your neck's going to begin to feel like it should have something around it. These are the sort of things that in your mind are going to help you remember that you belong to someone. A belly chain, a tight bracelet, something that says, I'm more than jewelry. Something that says, I'm a symbol that this person belongs to their one. It's a fun idea, it's something you're enjoying, and it's something that you know that you need. It is something that you know that you need. And that's a good thing. This is what's coming out in you now. It's one of the things that you're learning. Now I'm going to ask you a question. You can answer it openly and honestly. I want you to answer it out loud. You'll answer it out loud clearly, and as you do, you're going to go deeper into your trance. I'm going to ask the question. I'll ask it twice. And when I'm done asking it, when I'm done asking the question twice, you'll answer it out loud, and you'll go deeper into your trance, be more focused on my voice because of it. The question is this. Now that you're becoming a slave, now that it's becoming natural for you, do you think that you'll want to move directly into a master-slave relationship? Or do you think that you're going to want to wait 3 or 4 more days? The question is this. Now that you're getting more comfortable with the master-slave relationship, do you think that you're going to want to become a total slave now? Or that you're going to want to wait 3 or 4 more days? Good. I'm going to help guide you so that as you move into a total slave relationship, now and in the near future, you're more and more comfortable with it, that it makes you into the person who you really want to be, that it makes you over into the person that you really, really want to be. All of the recollections that you have of your childhood support the idea that women are secretly happy when a strong person like your one is guiding them. All of your memories will tell you that you can only really be happy when you're making another person happy. All of your experiences have taught you that no one can make everyone happy in their lives, and from now on, what you will need is to make one person happy, your one. Happy, and that this is what you're becoming made for. It's what you were made for in the first place. It's natural and easy for you. It's natural and easy for you. As a part of this, you're going to find that it's more and more difficult for you to use furniture when you're in the presence of your one. Even when you're not, you're going to feel more comfortable sitting, kneeling, or laying on the floor. You're going to find that unless you're told to use the furniture, and you have to be told each time, that you simply are more comfortable sitting or laying on the floor. Even if you're watching TV, just watching it sideways on the floor like a child will make you feel more comfortable. It'll make you feel happy and safe. Being on the floor is just something that makes you feel happy and safe. You no longer feel comfortable on furniture unless you're told to use it, unless your one gestures or instructs you to use it, or unless you have to use it as if you're at work. You're going to find that you just no longer feel right sitting in a chair, that you just no longer feel right sitting on a chair, sitting on a bed. Laying on a bed is one thing. Laying on a couch is okay. But actually sitting on furniture, sitting in chairs, sitting on a couch, sitting on a bed isn't going to feel right. It's just not going to feel like it's something you're supposed to be doing. You're going to find that you feel wrong, that you feel like you're not supposed to, and that you're afraid of being corrected for it or afraid of being caught. Your stomach will begin to feel uncomfortable the longer you sit. This doesn't apply to sitting in a car when you're driving, or even when you're riding on a car or a bus, or in any other form of public transportation. But when you use the furniture in a home, your home or anyone else's, you're going to feel more and more uncomfortable, more and more upset, until after a few minutes you're just going to have to get up and lay down on the floor or sit down on the floor at your one's feet. This is a natural and normal thing for you. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you. No other sounds will be important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace, and you're listening to the sound of my voice, and you're having fun with it just like I am. We both enjoy the time that you spend listening to these files. as the days and hours go on, you're going to find that everything in your life reinforces these new roles for you. Everything that you do, all of your interaction with people, is going to reinforce the idea that you're not supposed to look people in the eyes. It's going to reinforce the idea that you are meant to belong to someone. All of your interaction with people, all the time you spend on the phone or on the internet, all of these things are going to lead you to realize that this you that you're becoming is the you that you've always been. At night, when you sleep, your dreams are going to guide you toward the submissive you that you're supposed to be. You're going to find that you have more and more sex-related dreams, that your sex-related dreams all involve your one, that they all involve submission and spanking, that they all involve your one using you like the slave that you are, the one that you're becoming. You're going to find over and over again that the dreams you have are dreams of you being the slave that you're supposed to be, and that they make you feel good, they make you feel happy and content with who you are. From now on, you're going to find deep, deep inside of you that the idea of disobeying the one who gave you these files actually makes you physically ill. It terrifies you. There are things in your past, there are things in your childhood that scared you, that terrified you. Some of them you don't even want to talk about. Those are the types of fears, those are the types of scares that you'll feel at the idea of deliberately disobeying the person who gave you these files. You're allowed to have things get in the way, you're allowed to have things interrupt you when it comes to obeying your one. Accidents happen, things happen. But to deliberately disobey your one will trigger all of those terrors, all the things that scare you. Deliberately doing something that they told you not to do, or deliberately not doing something you were told to do, will begin in your stomach like a small pit of fear. It'll spread through your body, and the longer it goes on, the longer you're disobedient without their forgiveness, the more terrified, the more afraid you'll be, until you begin to feel like you're going to die if you don't get their forgiveness. You have to obey. You're made to. This is what you're built for, and it's good for you. It's something you enjoy. You enjoy our time together in these files, and you enjoy listening to them. And from now on, the idea of disobeying the one who gave you these files, the person who cared about you enough to want to own you, disobeying them will terrify you, it'll make you feel awful about yourself, and more importantly, it'll scare you to death. It'll absolutely terrify you until you have to fix it. You know what things have terrified you in your past, and we're building links back to them. We're building connections to them, and disobeying the person who gave you this file, doing something to deliberately upset them like that, that will terrify you worse than any horror movie, worse than being in trouble at school or with the principal, worse than the thought of dying or someone you love dying. It'll terrify you more than anything you've ever felt. The longer it goes on, the worse it'll be until you fix it. The longer it goes on, the worse it will be until you fix it. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance now, unable and unwilling to wake up. There's nothing to be afraid of in your files. You're not afraid now. You're just listening and learning about how you really are. And that's fine. You're a wonderful, natural slave, and you're learning how natural slaves behave. This is good for you. You're learning how natural slaves behave, and this is good for you. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds will be important to you. From now on, you're going to find that you can no longer orgasm having sex with anyone other than your one, unless you have their permission. If they give you permission to come, you can come anytime. But until they give you permission to come, you're going to find that somebody else's touch can't make you do it. You're going to find that someone else's touch actually makes your skin crawl, unless you know that your one wants you to be with them. You know what makes you nauseous, you know what makes your skin crawl. Worms, disgusting things, the idea of maggots crawling on your body, the types of things that make you nervous, that make you uncomfortable, that make you sick to your stomach, that make your bowels loose and your stomach upset, that make you want to get away and squirm. Those are the sorts of things that you're going to feel. Those are the kinds of memories you're going to have when someone who your one hasn't approved tries to touch you physically. You just aren't going to want an intimate encounter with anyone other than your one. You're just not going to be able to have an intimate encounter with anyone other than your one without feeling your skin crawl, without feeling uncomfortable and sick and nauseous. You've been sick in the other things in your life. You've been nauseous. You've been made ill by the smell of rotted meat, by the sight of maggots and crawling things, by squished worms and other stuff, all the way back into your childhood. And those are the feelings you're going to have. Those are the things that we're linked to. You're going to feel the connections between those memories and those feelings and the idea of anyone other than your one actually intimately touching you. You're not made for other people to touch you unless your one wants them to. If your one wants them to, you'll feel fine. It'll feel great. It's something you'll enjoy. But without their permission, without their consent, all it'll do is make you sick, and you don't want that. Nobody really wants that. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds will be important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace. In a minute, we're going to bring you out of this trance. When we do, you're going to feel very good about it. You've enjoyed the trance so far, and it's something that's natural and normal to you. You've actually enjoyed it more than the previous ones, and you're going to enjoy listening to this file every time that you're supposed to until it's time to listen to the next one. As the days and hours go on, you're going to find that everything in your life reinforces these new roles for you. Everything that you do, all of your interaction with people, is going to reinforce the idea that you're not supposed to look people in the eyes. It's going to reinforce the idea that you're meant to belong to someone. All of your interaction with people, all the time you spend on the phone or on the internet, all of these things are going to lead you to realize that this you that you're becoming is the you that you've always been. At night, when you sleep, your dreams are going to guide you toward the submissive you that you're supposed to be. You're going to find that you have more and more sex-related dreams, that your sex-related dreams all involve your one, that they all involve submission and spanking, that they all involve your one using you like the slave that you are, the one that you're becoming. You're going to find over and over again that the dreams you have are dreams of you being the slave that you're supposed to be, and that they make you feel good, they make you feel happy and content with who you are. From now on, you're going to find, deep, deep inside of you, that the idea of disobeying the one who gave you these files actually makes you physically ill. It terrifies you. There are things in your past, there are things in your childhood that scared you, that terrified you. Some of them you don't even want to talk about. Those are the types of fears, those are the types of scares that you'll feel at the idea of deliberately disobeying the person who gave you these files. You're allowed to have things get in the way, you're allowed to have things interrupt you when it comes to obeying your one. Accidents happen, things happen, but to deliberately disobey your one will trigger all of those terrors, all the things that scare you. Deliberately doing something that they told you not to do, or deliberately not doing something you were told to do, will begin in your stomach like a small pit of fear. It'll spread through your body, and the longer it goes on, the longer you're disobedient without their forgiveness, the more terrified, the more afraid you'll be, until you begin to feel like you're going to die if you don't get their forgiveness. You have to obey. You're made to. This is what you're built for, and it's good for you. It's something you enjoy. You enjoy our time together in these files, and you enjoy listening to them. And from now on, the idea of disobeying the one who gave you these files, the person who cared about you enough to want to own you, disobeying them will terrify you, it'll make you feel awful about yourself, and more importantly, it'll scare you to death. It'll absolutely terrify you until you have to fix it. You know what things have terrified you in your past, and we're building links back to them. We're building connections to them, and disobeying the person who gave you this file, doing something to deliberately upset them like that, that will terrify you worse than any horror movie, worse than being in trouble at school or with the principal, worse than the thought of dying or someone you love dying. It'll terrify you more than anything you've ever felt. The longer it goes on, the worse it'll be until you fix it. the longer it goes on, the worse it will be until you fix it. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance now, unable and unwilling to wake up. There's nothing to be afraid of in your files. You're not afraid now. You're just listening and learning about how you really are. And that's fine. You're a wonderful, natural slave, and you're learning how natural slaves behave. This is good for you. You're learning how natural slaves behave, and this is good for you. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds will be important to you. From now on, you're going to find that you can no longer orgasm having sex with anyone other than your one, unless you have their permission. If they give you permission to come, you can come anytime. But until they give you permission to come, you're going to find that somebody else's touch can't make you do it. You're going to find that someone else's touch actually makes your skin crawl, unless you know that your one wants you to be with them. You know what makes you nauseous, you know what makes your skin crawl. Worms, disgusting things, the idea of maggots crawling on your body, the types of things that make you nervous, that make you uncomfortable, that make you sick to your stomach, that make your bowels loose and your stomach upset, that make you want to get away and squirm. Those are the sorts of things that you're going to feel. Those are the kinds of memories you're going to have when someone who your one hasn't approved tries to touch you physically. You just aren't going to want an intimate encounter with anyone other than your one. You're just not going to be able to have an intimate encounter with anyone other than your one without feeling your skin crawl, without feeling uncomfortable and sick and nauseous. You've been sickened by other things in your life. You've been nauseous. You've been made ill by the smell of rotted meat, by the sight of maggots and crawling things, by squished worms and other stuff, all the way back into your childhood. And those are the feelings you're going to have. Those are the things that we're linked to. You're going to feel the connections between those memories and those feelings and the idea of anyone other than your one actually intimately touching you. You're not made for other people to touch you unless your one wants them to. If your one wants them to, you'll feel fine. It'll feel great. And it's something you'll enjoy. But without their permission, without their consent, all it'll do is make you sick, and you don't want that. Nobody really wants that. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds will be important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace. In a minute, we're going to bring you out of this trance. When we do, you're going to feel very good about it. You've enjoyed the trance so far, and it's something that's natural and normal to you. You've actually enjoyed it more than the previous ones, and you're going to enjoy listening to this file every time that you're supposed to until it's time to listen to the next one. In a moment, I'm going to bring you out of this trance by counting. When I do, I'm going to count. I'm going to go from the letter A to the letter F. When I get to F, you're going to wake up. When you wake up, you're going to need to contact or find your one, if your one isn't right there with you, and let them know how much the time that you've spent listening to these files means to you, and how dedicated you are to making them happy. You're going to make sure that they understand that. You're going to tell them how dedicated you are to making them happy, because you are. You're learning more and more about yourself, and this is an important part of you. You now know that you're really happiest when you're making other people happy. You have a giving nature, and you've always known that. So when you come out of this trance, before you're able to do anything else, you're going to contact your one, and you're going to let them know how important it is that you make them happy. And you're going to feel good and playful and happy the whole rest of the day. If your one is there with you, you'll find a way to please them, to make them happy. That could be sexually, it could be doing something else. It's completely up to them. But you'll let them know that it's up to them. You'll find that you're enthusiastic about it, and it just makes you feel better and better. This is a natural and normal role for you, and it's a very, very good thing. In a moment, I'm going to go from the letter A to the letter F. When I get to the letter F, you're going to hear me whisper the words, "Come now," and you'll wake from this trance with a burning, powerful orgasm. I'll describe it to you as I get from A to F. And when you get to F, I will say the words, "Come now," and then you will feel the orgasm burn through you, exploding through you. It'll make you curl your toes, you'll cry out, your back will arch. You'll have a great and powerful orgasm, and then you will either turn to your one if they're there with you, or you will find your one, however it is that you contact them, and you'll let them know how important it is to you, because it is important to you, that they be happy and that you be the reason that they are happy. This is becoming an obsession with you, just like the files are. It's something natural and normal for you. It's normal for you. Not everything that's normal for one person is normal for another, and this is normal and healthy for you. It makes you happy. You're a natural, easy, good subject, and you're enjoying this. Your mind and your body are responding to them in a very positive fashion. I'm going to go through A to F now, and as I do, you're going to get closer and closer to that orgasm. You're going to wake up, you're going to have a very powerful orgasm, and you're going to let your one know how essential it is to you that they be happy, and that you be the reason that they're happy. A, you're going to begin to feel that orgasm building inside of you. And when I get to F, you're actually going to feel yourself being fucked. You're going to feel your pussy being crammed open, your clit being pounded, your nipples being rubbed. You're going to feel all of this, and you're going to explode with the orgasm. B, you're getting prepared for it now. You can feel hands on your nipples, hands between your legs, spreading them, pulling them apart as you get ready to be fucked. C, the experience is becoming more and more real, and when you wake from this trance, when it gets to the letter F, you're going to have an explosive orgasm. One that'll last 30, 40 seconds. You won't be able to do anything as your body thrashes until you're done coming. D, it's becoming more pressure now. You're becoming increasingly aroused as your pussy gets wet. Your mouth waters, you can feel the hands sliding up and down between your legs and playing with your clit. You're becoming more aroused as you feel something slowly moving inside of you, spreading the walls of your pussy. E, one more letter, and then I'm going to say those words that will make you orgasm, and you'll keep orgasming for 30 or 40 seconds until you're spent. F, come now.